there I was, sitting on the main stage area of Comic-Con. I was so excited to be there. And even more so since I just won the cosplay competition. My Lara Croft was the best that had ever been. That costume was my pride and joy. I'd spent months making it, designing it down to the last little detail, then sewing it all together. Perfectly, I might add. Having it show just the right amount of skin to send all the little nerds into a frenzy whenever I walked past. I loved it. Oh, and the silly looks on their faces when I smiled at them. The dropping jaws as I leaned forward, letting my breast nearly spill out of my perfectly crafted tank top. Oh, it all made me so happy. And after the judge had finished their announcements, I was walking on air and surrounded by so many shy, cute nerds, blushing so sweetly and looking at their feet, mumbling their congratulations to me or maybe to the floor. Fuck. It gave me the best idea I've ever had in my life. I grabbed the nearest guy by the hand and whispered in his ear, "Stay with me." I didn't know who he was. His costume had a mask. The way he shuffled around nervously made me want to be with him so much, I just didn't care. I scanned the crowd, looking for others that caught my eye. I had a plan to make, after all. Another costume lad walked up to me. He was trying so hard, but he just couldn't say anything. It didn't matter. The way his eyes never left my tits spoke volumes. I took his hand with my other and whispered the same thing. Stay with me. Now, for what I had in mind, I needed at least two other playmates. So, with my two new companions in tow, I walked towards the exit. I knew I'd find someone around. And I was really lucky. Not too far away were two drop-dead gorgeous Deadpools arguing about their costumes. I told them to stop fighting. There were much more important things to do, like coming with me. They got the hint, and so they did. Walking through the stadium with these boys following me made me feel all kinds of powerful. Strangers obeying my commands, following along to my little whims. Fuck. And I could feel everyone's eyes on us. No, fuck that. On me as we walked through the crowds. It was turning me on so much. I knew I would never make it back to my hotel room in time. I needed them. So, I needed to find some place private. Quick. The bathrooms are out of the question, but I figured the dressing room section should be pretty quiet by now. Turning to my little group, I told them, "Keep up with me," and then burst through the crowd. Fuck. I made it to the backstage in record time and checked around for any lurkers, then waved the boys in behind me. I knew there was a rather large dressing room in the back with a lockable door, and I headed straight for it. Once inside, I sat down in the middle of the large, soft couch. One of them finally got the courage to say something, asking me what we were doing back here. What did he think? I looked at each of them and simply said, "I'm gonna make your dreams come true." And in that moment, I knew I was right. I wasted no time in unclipping my thigh holsters and removed my backpack. I instructed two of them, the Deadpools of course, to sit on either side of me, and the other two to kneel at my feet on the floor. "I want you to touch me. I need your hands on my body." No sooner had I finished that sentence than four sets of hands were roaming my body, touching every inch of my bare skin. Well, mostly they were sticking to my arms and legs, but the bravest, the question-asker guy, began to rub over my clothes right where it mattered. I closed my eyes and rested my head against the couch, letting the sensation of so many caressing hands just wash over me. A soft moan escaped my lips as all the hands got braver, moving to rub and knead my breast, sliding across my hips, down my thighs, brushing so gently over the fabric that just barely covered my pussy. Oh, I was in heaven. So many different feelings at once. I sat up and pulled my tank top up over my head, hearing them gasp as my breasts were bared was the best thing I could have imagined. And their eager hands quickly found their way to my exposed tits, fumbling and fighting each other for space, squeezing, massaging, gently pinching my nipples. I turned my head first to the left and kissed him deeply, tongues fighting for space in each other's mouths. Then I turned my head to the right and repeated the action, honoring him with the kiss, as everyone took turns pleasing me. I didn't leave the two at my feet left out, though. I grabbed them by their hair and pulled them each up to a nipple to kiss, letting them enjoy for a moment, get carried away sucking, before I ordered, "Take off your clothes." I lifted my own hips and pushed my shorts down. And as I did it, I don't think I've ever seen people undress so damn fast. I had four naked men standing in front of me, and in an instant, four rock-hard cocks standing to attention, bobbing in the air, waiting for my touch. My mouth was watering. I was a fucking kid in a candy store. I didn't know where to begin. I wanted them all. One by one, I took them in my hands, stroking them, fondling. Then one by one, I licked them from base to tip, making them shudder. I spread little wet kisses all over their dripping heads, licking up that delicious treat. Oh, fuck. Sitting on the edge of the couch, I began to suck the closest to me, reveling in my power to make them interchangeable playthings. My legs were spread, a clear invitation, and it wasn't long before I felt questing fingers there. Fuck. My pussy was soaking. My clit was throbbing. Oh, I couldn't help but let out a long moan. The cock in my mouth vibrated against my tongue. One of the tongues lapped at my folds. I was lost in the pleasure of the moment. Gone with giving each cock attention. Having different tongues indulge me. It was the most amazing thing. And still I needed more. I needed a cock buried deep inside. I told my brave boy to lay down on the floor, and I straddled him, sinking down onto his hard number. I rocked and ground my pussy against him. was so close to climax. But I needed just a little bit more. I knew how to get it. With my ass in the air, I told my left Deadpool to get behind me and fuck my ass. I wanted to use two cocks, and I wanted them both at once. And they wanted to give me everything I wanted. I can't begin to describe how it felt in that moment. So fucking powerful. Incredible. And so full of cock. Oh, having them both move inside me. Listening to my commands. The speed, the strength, everything to my will. Oh, a screaming orgasm ripped through me, and I was filled with cum in both my holes. Spent cock slipped right out, and with a wave of my hand, were instantly replaced with two more, ready to go. My orgasm took a lot out of me, so I made them hold me tightly. And floated in ecstasy between two hard, hot bodies as they fucked as fast as they could. The cum flowing out of me as they pumped in and out of my pussy and my ass. Oh, I loved every second of it. The cock in my ass, because at this point he wasn't a person, pulled out and sprayed his hot cum all over my thigh. And the curve of my ass. Each blast rocketed me to new heights, and I squealed with delight as I was climaxing again. Fuck. Maxing the all of my pleasure. Pretty much to the limit. Milking the cock in my pussy as I came. Over and over. And then he gave in too. Giving it all to me. Filling me up as well. Oh, with that, I was well and truly satisfied. And after we cleaned up and got dressed again, I kissed them each in turn, thanked them, and simply said my goodbyes. I'm definitely going to remember this Comic-Con and each of my sweet, sexy nerd arrows.